daily did in the Grand Châtelet under the large and flattened arches of Philip Augustus, and going, as he was wont to do every evening, to that charming house situated in the Rue Galilée in the enclosure of the royal palace, which he held in right of his wife, Madame Ambroise de Loire, to repose after the fatigue of having sent some poor wretch to pass the night in that little cell of the Rue d'Escorcherie, which the provosts and aldermen of Paris used to make their prison, the same being 11 feet long, 7 feet and 4 inches wide, and 11 feet high. And not only had Monsieur Robert d'Estouteville his special court as provost and vicomte of Paris, but in addition he had a share both for eye and tooth in the grand court of the king. There was no head in the least elevated which had not passed through his hands before it came. He who went to seek Monsieur de Nemours at the Bastille Saint-Antoine in order to conduct him to the hulls and to conduct to the grave Monsieur de Saint-Paul, who clamoured and resisted, to the great joy of the provost, who did not love Monsieur the Constable. Here, assuredly, is more than sufficient to render a life happy and illustrious, and to deserve some day a notable page in that interesting history of the provosts of Paris, where one learns that Oudard de Villeneuve had a house in the Rue des Boucheries,